Everybody, it's Michelle. Today is October 8th, 2020. This is the first call in the opening series, and I'm super excited to be diving into this series with you. This series is foundational. This series is life-changing. This series made a huge difference in my life over the weekend in ways that I'm going to be telling you about as we get to that part of the call. So we're going to begin in Shavasana as we always do. So take some time for yourself to make space and find quiet. So be in a place where others are not going to disturb you. Be in a place where you can not be bumping into stuff, physical stuff. Be in a place where you can take this time for yourself. Whatever the rest of the day has been, whatever things are calling you, none of that's needed right now. So lying on your back, have support beneath the head and neck, have support beneath the legs if you need that so that the low back is comfortable. Be aligned, be present. And once you have found yourself in a comfortable position, arms in a low V, palms up position, the legs comfortably apart, and the eyes softly closed, just make any last adjustments you need to be comfortable, and then take comfort and find stillness. Feel the breath. Feel the ease of breath. Feel the ease of this moment, here and now. Behind closed eyes, scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot and let it go. Find the next place where you're holding tension. Breathe into that spot, let it go. Soften the face, soften the jaw. Relax the space between the eyebrows. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. Let the ears recede as well, as though my voice were coming from a long ways away. Let ears and eyes meet at a point at the back brain, pratyahara. Withdrawal of the senses. Go inward. Watch the breath. Let the mind follow the movements of the breath. Moment by moment by moment, be present. Be curious about the breath with the curiosity of a child. What's this moment of this breath like today? Notice. Are you breathing more into one lung than the other? Have you noticed that yet today? I hadn't, had you? Notice. Where is the breath in your body? Is it high in the chest? Is it low in the belly? Are you breathing into the ribs? Where's the breath? Pay attention. How fast or slow is the breath? What's the pace like? Is the breath uneven or is it even? Pay attention to the breath. The breath is much more than a tool. It is prana, life force energy. It's what animates us. It's life. But we can use it as well as a tool for presence. It's always here with us. And to regain that presence, All it takes is one moment of one breath. Are you aware of this moment here and now? This movement of this breath. Have you let go of everything else? It's unimportant right now. Every time a thought comes up, let it go. Just let it go. Let that one go. Let that one go. Let that one go. They just don't matter. Not right now. Not here. Not now. Focused attention on this movement of this breath. Watch the breath. Sometimes the mind gets restless, bored, wants something more exciting because we're used to the drama. Allow yourself to be bored. If that happens, that's okay. Just watch the breath. Can we be in boredom? Can we just be here? Can we unplug from all that rush, rush, rush? Just be with the breath. What's the quality of your attention here and now? Is the mind darting somewhere else looking for entertainment? Is the mind sluggish, not really focused? Is the mind judgmental or pushing? Can you let all that go and just be with this moment of this breath? One-pointed, focused attention. This breath, just watch. And then, releasing Shavasana as easily as you came into it, not holding, not needing the moment to be one way or another, not needing to be in one state or another, not needing to be doing one thing or another, being okay, radically okay with what is. Now we're coming out slowly but surely of Shavasana. Can you be here? Not anxious to be in or out, in that place of transition, just here. Allowing the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso, feel the breath. If you're lying down, bend the knees, roll to the right side, support your head. Take your time. If you're seated, just remain in this moment without waiting, without haste, just here. And softly open the eyes. Use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. And then return to our virtual circle. Camera on whenever possible. It trains that one-pointed attention. So we're not endlessly multitasking, making our brains tired. Instead, present, focused, available here and now for whatever crosses our path, for whatever is possible now, for whatever comes our way. We only ever have now. Where are you in this now? If we're drifting in this now, we'll probably drift in the next now. If we're here in this now, we're practicing that attention. Opportunities come, we won't miss them. We'll see them. Because we're just present and practicing it. Focus. All right, let's hear from one or two of you. What we focus on expands. Let's focus on what we love. What did you love in this practice today? Who would like to begin? Wendy.
It's Wendy. I feel like I've been going like a million miles a minute, trying, like, just, I've had a lot going on, connecting with people, letting people know what I'm doing. I've been really in action, which has been great, but I definitely have a mind that's going all over the place. Right. So it was really nice to just rein it back in.
I love it. And as entrepreneurs, we need both of those states, like being in action and making the calls and connecting with people. So it's an important part of the journey. And then it can, but then it can start to become like a hamster wheel, unless and until we take that pause every day, moment by moment with each breath. Like, there's different ways that we do it, taking time out, maybe one day a week or an hour a week or an hour a day a month or whatever it is, but these times of deep pause. So thank you for noticing that, Wendy. There's that, the yin and the yang, the rhythm of that activity and rest. Beautiful. Yes. Thank you for noticing. Let's hear from one more of you. Who would like to go next? What did you love today? What was your practice like today? Who would like to go next? Notice how you are, by the way, in this transitional moment, because you have, like, how we do anything is how we do everything. Are you wondering if you should be going, speaking? Are you anxious? Are you impatient? Are you wanting to get on with it? Are you appreciating the quiet? Notice how you are in this moment too, right? It's an opportunity. Who would like to go next? Yeah, Yvonne.
I didn't do it. That's why I didn't want to say anything. And as I was listening to your voice, it just, even just listening to your voice kind of brought me down, you know, from where I was up here, you know, in all the doing of everything. So
I love it. Thank you. And you've just given others permission too, right? Because this is a couple minutes of Shavasana. And it's so easy to have that editor's voice going, oh no, I did something wrong, I'm behind, other people are doing it, I'm not doing it. And then that's done, then that becomes our business. And then that becomes our life, right? So great notice. And I love the cheerfulness, you know, the kind of like the gentleness that you shared that, the way you shared that. And that even when we're not practicing, that just in the sound of a voice, we can come back home again. That's what happens to me, to be honest. Well, I am guiding you through this. I'm not actually in the practice. I'm guiding the practice. And much of the same practice happens to me, even though I'm not doing Shavasana. Because simply in the articulation of that quiet, just the my own voice itself and your practice allows me to go there. And I love that, Yvonne, just the voice itself. And I remember who I am. Then that very next thing, I walk into something that is so much better, so much better quality, so much better, so many, you know, better decision-making, better focused attention, more fun. Thank you. I love it. All right. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said before we move on to the next segment of our call? Yeah, Dottie, go ahead.
Michelle, I love the Shavasana. Can you give me the directions? Like, I know Steve says, I do my Shavasana almost every day. So like for the ideal benefit and your many, many years of experience, is it best for us to put away 5 minutes, 10 minutes? And is, I know this is an elementary question, but is Shavasana, is concentrating on our breathing, just like we just did. Mm-hmm. That's what we do, is directions for Shavasana are lay down, focus on your breath. That's it.
Dottie, these are great questions. There are no bad questions, and these are great, great questions. I wish I had a cut and dried answer for you. I don't. All right, so I know you're probably looking for one, but there isn't just one answer, because let's say for Marie, who's been practicing Shavasana for many, many, many years, what should she be doing? And Maybe someone else is newer to the practice. What should that person be doing? Maybe take even my own life, like the in the days and weeks following the death of my man, how should I be practicing Shavasana then? I've just been out hiking and doing a lot of active things this week, and I'm serving my daughter. How should I be doing Shavasana then? When I'm on a week-long cruise, how should I be doing Shavasana then? So the answer is in the examples that I'm giving. It's going to vary. And the thing that I would tell you most strongly, though, in all that, is do what you can do repeatedly. Make it a practice. And that comes from the beginnings of the Abundance series. We'll get there in February, March, I think it is again. So that if I do 5 minutes faithfully once a week on Saturday nights, for instance, I would rather do that than, wow, for this 1 week, I'm going to do 2 hours a day and I'm so intense. And oh, then I just really didn't have time for that. And I don't do it the rest of my life. Whatever it is that I can structure in regularly, I suggest you spend a couple minutes at the beginning of your day every single day. If you're able to do that, start there. If you're not able to do that, do it 3 times a week for a few minutes, start there. But when we don't have an editor in the way, everyone should be able to do, but don't if there's an editor in the way, it's okay, 3 times a week or once a week, whatever it is, a couple minutes at the beginning of the day. And if you miss some days, that's okay. But if we start the day in that way, just for a few minutes, that changes the quality of the day. That changes the quality of my rest. That changes the quality of everything in my life. I end up with more energy. I end up with better decisions. I will feel more rested. I'll get better sleep. It will buy me that those few minutes at the beginning of the next day to do it again. And then just be gentle with yourself if you missed. I have missed, you know, a handful of days. I've probably missed more this year than I have in the last number of years. But then I pick it up again later in the day, and there's been a lot going on with my daughter. Sometimes I've missed it. It's okay. But to have it regularly, and then if I'm doing it regularly, I've been doing it for a couple minutes every day for a year, maybe I'll move it to 10 minutes, or maybe just on Saturday mornings, I'll do a half hour or whatever. Like, I can allow it to grow, but before it grows, let it be consistent. That's my best answer to that great, great question. And yes, the instructions are deceptively simple. Lie down, breathe. Lie down, breathe. But the subtleties of it are learned over a lifetime. And Mr. Iyengar's Shavasana, after 70 and more years of the daily practice, was a very different Shavasana than the one he first started with. So we can learn more and more and deeper, deeper layers of it. Each time you hear it, you're going to pick up on another piece. So that's why the Thursday calls are so important. It's another piece, or sometimes maybe it's something that I will have said, and we've worked together for a month, 2 months, 10 years, right? And you'll hear a different layer of it. It will land differently. You'll be in the midst of a different experience, right? So you'll hear different layers of it. And the basic instructions are crazy simple. Lie down, watch your breath. So great question, Stati. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Anything else burning to be said without which we cannot go forward? Anything else bubbling up inside you? Okay. I think I want to, because this is a lovely mini deep dive into Shavasana, I'd like to just do a mini consolidation. Consolidation is so important. By hearing just a word or two, one or two or three words from each of you, something you loved from your practice of Shavasana or from the ahas that people had or from Dottie's questions and the diving that we did into Shavasana. So I'm going to start with you, Dottie, and really one or two or three words that we give as a gift to somebody else, something that you loved about this. One or two or three words, a little mini consolidation. Dottie, you're first. And you're muted.
I love putting the attention on my body and feeling my body.
Feeling my body. Thank you. Love it, Dottie. Thank you. Yvonne, you're up next.
A routine can be 3 minutes.
Yes. Wendy.
Small, consistent baby steps are better than nothing.
Yes. Andrea.
Being in the space.
Mm-hmm. Marla.
Short but consistent.
Mm-hmm. Carly.
Ability to release.
Mm-hmm. Marie.
Connecting with breath is a shavasana.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody. I love it. Let's take one collective breath. Inhaling. Exhale, let it go. One breath can make such a difference, right? Thank you. Beautiful. All right. A couple of announcements today. Oh, goodness. I printed them out, but I didn't grab them. Give me one sec.
While she's doing that, Carly, may I say your hair looks fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I was trying to get them. Oh, my God, it looks so good.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
Okay, announcements. So as many of you know, we've been developing systems and processes to track students, track your progress. One of these is about call attendance. Right, I'm so glad this is at the top. If you could say hello in the chat today and then always, that helps us see, you know, when you're here, when you're not here, it helps us to just serve and support you. So if you can always do that, I'm mentioning it now. Thanks, Andrea, you led the way. It'll help our team know, you know, when you're here so we can best serve you. So every time, whether I say it or not, please go ahead. I'm just going to wait until you all say hello. So yes, thank you, Wendy. You're up next. Ms. Divinity has arrived. I love it. Like saying hello with a flourish. That's beautiful. All right. Upcoming call dates. We have our Thursday. We're back on Thursdays again. So we have four calls in the opening series. This is the first of four. We have October 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. They're at this time as usual. So we've got calls Thursdays as usual through, as usual. We haven't been usual lately, as usual through October. The new calendar. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going like, hallelujah, we got the new calendar to you. I cannot tell you. Yvonne, I think everybody here knows most of all how many hours went into creating this for you. Please do as I have. I've got, like, I printed off many, many copies for myself. This one I put in plastic, so I'm not going to lose it. Like, print it off, hang it somewhere where you can see it, get it onto your Google Calendar, get it onto your wall calendar. I have both, you know. If you've got one like me, put it on your wall calendar, put it in your Google Calendar, put it up on the calendar on your wall behind you. Like, make sure you've got all those dates on your calendar. We worked really hard to set it out for an entire year in the midst of, you know, the uncertainty and weirdness of this year in the midst of COVID-19. We worked really hard to get those dates out to you. And, you know, in a year, we may need to move one or two dates, but we do our best to maintain all of those dates the best we can. And so there's been some changes. Again, the world has shifted a lot. So please get these dates on your calendar. You can also find it in the schedule. It should be in your inbox. Also, you can find it on the schedule tab in Story Freedom Academy. So you can find it in both of those places. Monthly survey and the facilitated mastermind. So this month's survey is due on Thursday, October 15th. So that's a week from today or a week from yesterday. The facilitated mastermind will be with Marie this month. Thank you so much, Marie. And it's scheduled for Wednesday, October 21st at 2 p.m. Do not miss that. Don't miss that. So you need to turn in your monthly form by the 15th. And then you're eligible to come to that call when your form is turned in by the 15th. So visit the Facebook group for a link to the survey if you need it. I think that's it for announcements. There's one other thing that I'm going to add, and that's notice that when you've got your calendar, if you've already put the dates on your calendar, you'll have noticed that. If you haven't yet, we've got our Quantum Leaps virtual retreat coming up November 5th, 12:30 to 3:30. That is a life-changing virtual retreat. And I am in an infinitely different place, like hugely further along on the journey. And the company is hugely further along in the journey than the last time we did this a year ago. Don't expect the same thing whatsoever. This is going to be a huge deep dive that will allow you to create those quantum leaps in your business and in your life. So please make sure that's on your calendar. Empowering Stories for Entrepreneurs. We are interviewing amazing, amazing, amazing entrepreneurs. These are about, like, book off an hour in your calendar. They're a half hour to three quarter of an hour calls, but November 9th to 13th, do not miss any of them. We have not done this series for nearly 2 years now, and we have amazing, amazing speakers who are all confirmed now. So please get that on your calendar. And then why we're doing this as the why, having a big why training we're doing as a virtual workshop this year. For the first time, I think, I was looking at my notes since I think 2011. That's the last time we did it as a day-long virtual workshop, or a day-long workshop, and I'm super excited to bring it to you in this format, because we get one intensive setup for your year that's going to change the quality of your December, going to change, you know, going to change how you finish 2020 and change how you enter into 2021. So all the rest of the dates, they're all there in the calendar, but make sure you get those dates on the call. Remember that you can post your questions as well. We've been posting them in the Facebook page. Yvonne, will you post your questions here for next week's opening call for me? I didn't see any questions posted. I am going to do my best to leave time just for open questions today later in the call. So if you have any questions, be jotting them down. And hopefully there'll be time later in the call for whatever questions that you have about anything. It doesn't have to be about what we're talking about this week. Whatever you are aimed at, like what are you trying to do? And what's your best next step for that? And what do you need to know to make that step? So it can be any area of your company, from speaking to networking to strategy sessions to putting your team together to joint venture partners to anything going on in your inner world story to something that's happening in your home life or in the world that is, you know, that there's a block but you don't know what's happening exactly. There are no questions off limits, what I'm trying to say. All right, so all questions are great ones, so jot them down through this call and we will have time for those questions in the call. All right, and oh, one more thing I want to mention. So for those who've been around for a while, you notice that the format of the calendar is different than it used to be because I wanted it in chronological order. So that means that it's harder to see what we call the Allow series. Allow is an acronym, and we're in the O of Allow, right? Just abundance, letting go, loving kindness, opening. And W, having a big Y. So it might be, opening, what does that, right? So it's harder to see that with this way of outline and calendar, but easier for you not to miss any particular day because it's chronological. So this is the opening series. It's the O in Allow. It's really about, the Allow series is really focused highly on that inner world story. How do we align that inner world story so that whatever we're doing in the outer world, we don't have to work so freaking hard, all right? So the opening series. So this is the beginning of the opening series. And I just want to ask too, if there's any questions about the announcements, just so there's no minds hanging over there so we can come clearly into the next step and me introducing the opening series. Any like lingering stuff over here? All our minds are together. Okay, let's take one more breath. Inhale. Exhale, let it go. Inhaling. Exhale, let it go. Thank you. I have no idea why my alarm just went off. I think that's the universe calling us. perfect point for the introduction of the opening series. There was something else I wanted to mention. Right. So the opening series, what we do in the opening series, I'm so excited by what's happening in my life and in my company. And I so want this for you. And some of you know there's been some crazy times too for me in the last 6 weeks or so. If you've been connecting with me privately at all, and I'm telling you here right now, there's been some crazy stuff too. My daughter going through a lot, getting her med school applications in, et cetera, et cetera. But also there's been greater strides for me in my personal life, greater strides in the company. The company, we've had our best couple months in the company ever, financially, team-wise, like in the last couple months, in the midst of COVID, in the midst of rapid change. And we've created more content for the company than ever. This summer, we created, you know, two entirely new courses. I created a whole bunch of new calls. We've been doing so much. We're building new systems and structures. And all this happening in the midst of when people say, you know, there's some doom and gloom out there still. It's like, oh, bad time for business or whatever. That's not true at all. It's not true at all. And I'm saying that at the outset of this opening series, because at the heart of that, every successful entrepreneur that I know taps into the force that we are going to be talking about in the opening series. Those that don't are working way too hard and they're burning out. Every single successful entrepreneur that I know taps into this, and it is underrated, it is underutilized, it is not noticed by people. And if we only did this, all the other things would fall into place if we really mastered this. So I'm super excited to be talking to you about the opening series, even though I haven't even told you what it is yet. but it is a powerful force in our companies. By the end of today's call, you will really get what it means and why it matters. And I'm not just telling you here it is blah, because there's a lot of false closure about it. There's a lot of, oh yeah, I got that. Okay, what's next? And I want us to come into this in a way that it's not going to be in your heads, that it's going to be in your hearts and in your guts and in your soul, so you can actually make use of this. It's ancient wisdom embodied, all right? So just suspend your disbelief for a little while. If you don't understand exactly what it means for a little while, by the end of the call, you will. I remember a couple of years ago, one of our students said, you know, it was the last 5 minutes of the call. And she said, I finally got what you're talking about, Michelle. So if none of it makes sense until then, don't worry about it. Just hang with the stories and it will go inside you in different ways when we approach it this way. All right. So who's willing to just let it go as it goes through the call for the benefits? Yes. Thank you. Okay. So if you haven't understood it all during it, don't worry about it. And it starts, I want to start with a story. Some of you know, most of you don't know. Most of you know, I've been hiking this summer. I'm canceled 21 trips. And so I'm like, huh, I live right next door to the Canadian Rockies. I ought to be out there hiking. I've been wanting to be out hiking for a long time. And so this is the year. So I bought the hiking equipment. I joined a hiking group. It's been phenomenal. I did my biggest hike since before my daughter was born about a month ago. And then a week later, I did a hike that surpassed that. Then this Sunday, I did a hike that blew both of those out of the water. It's been an extraordinary experience, and I could not think of a better way to start the opening series than to tell you about it, because Sunday was an extraordinary experience, but it could have been a really harrowing experience, and at moments it was. And again, everything that we learn in the opening series, you will hear it afterwards when I go back through the story and you'll see it. So it was supposed to be a 6 or 7 hour hike. It turned into a 13-hour hike on Sunday. I left my house at 7 a.m. Yeah, thank you, Dottie. Thank you, Andrea. I see you. I see you hearing me. I left my house at 7 a.m. I returned home at 12:30 a.m. and got to bed at about 3 a.m. We were bushwhacking. We were not supposed to be doing that for about 5 to 6 hours. We're in the midst of brush. There's no trail. If anybody's been hiking before, you understand what this means. We traversed over top of two mountains that we were not supposed to be, headed over. And our leader, who's been hiking in the Canadian Rockies and leading groups for many, many years, and he's been hiking for 30 years. This was his like kind of closest call ever with a group. He got us all out safely, no injuries, nobody, you know, like we made it out. But during those 13 hours, there were people crying. There were people running out of water. There were people's cell phones died. There were people getting angry. There were people who were planning to leave the rest of the group because they had the map and other people didn't. And they're just going to get the hell out of here before it gets dark, whatever happens to anybody else. There was some pandemonium, right? And there were also moments of great courage and kindness and beauty. And even our leader was caught so unexpected. He only had brought his sunglasses, and we were hiking in bushwhacking in the dark for maybe 3 hours on really steep and slippery slopes. And he only had his sunglasses because we were supposed to be done hours earlier. So he was doing it with sunglasses on leading us. So I was really actually, I am really grateful that I was there. And I actually, in the end, had an amazing day. You know, in a typical day, if I don't do anything, I might burn 1,800 calories. My Fitbit tells me I burned almost 4,000. If any of you even know what that means, we were going like straight uphill a lot, right? We were moving. And I don't always have presence of mind. Just because I teach about the inner story doesn't mean I always live by it. Do my best. But while other people were crying, while other people were telling people they were going to run off because they have the map and other people don't, while other people were blaming, there was one woman who should not have been on the trail. It was we had a synergistic combination of problems. One woman should not have been on that trail. It was an intermediate hike and she was a raw beginner. So with the three guys at the back trying to help her along, once you're in a certain way, she can't back out. It was one of the reasons. It was also a highly not marked trail. And and then our leader took a turn because he didn't think she could make it up that hill. So he took a turn in what should have been good, but it wasn't. So it was a synergistic combination of things. But through all that time, I'm actually proud of myself because I was cracking jokes. I was getting people to not blame the person at the back because they were getting angry with her. When people wanted to take off, I was trying to remind them gently not to do that. And I'm proud of what happened. And I'm reminded of, like, so am I always that? No. Was this time, was I there? Yes. And I'm reminded of what Thich Nhat Hanh and others have said, you know, one person who is aligned, one person who has presence of mind has more power than millions who do not. The opening series is part of what gives us this power in ways that I'm going to describe coming up. And what I've been teaching and training about in the opening series is part of why, while other people were crying or yelling at other people, I could be cracking jokes and making people laugh, right? So do I always do it? No, but I did this time. So, and one of the things I made, and the leader who was running from the top front end to the back end and trying to, you know, pull everybody together and also trying to find us a route home, you know, and he had a lot of pressure on him too. And then some people were getting upset with him. He was doing the best he could. He's a very experienced mountaineer. You know, I knew what would make him laugh. So I just told him, hey, Andy, you know, I'm so grateful to be here. Cause like, I'm going to have a hell of a story, stories in my area. And I speak from stages all the time. I know I'm going to be speaking the story and Andy, it's going to make me a lot of money. Thank you. I mean, I knew that's what would make him laugh, right? People are like, what stories are you going to be telling on stage? And then I started telling stories, right? So, I told them tons of business lessons because I said, this is all about business too. How you do anything is how you do everything. You know, surround yourself with amazing people. You got to be prepared. Again, I was proud of myself. I didn't run out of water. I did not run out of cell phone. I had a headlamp, whereas only half the people did, even though he didn't tell us to bring one. I mean, I just, you know, lean in with a group, other things we could learn. You know, our inner story determines everything. You know, that was clear from this, right? And many things we could learn, you know. And one of the things I thought of as this was happening, and all of this has to do with, you know, there's many lessons for entrepreneurs, but I'm going to tell you which one that we're leading to here, right? But I knew while we were there, like I had maybe a fleeting moment, it's like, I wonder if we're all going to get out. This is the Canadian Rockies. It was getting cold that night. We were on slippery slopes that were very steep, with somebody who shouldn't have been there and people getting more and more exhausted on a 7-hour hike that turned into 13, and it was hard work, right? So I had moments where I wonder if we're all going to get out of here. People have been lost in the Canadian Rockies. There's no place to land a helicopter to, so there's going to be no, you know, helicopter rescue. It's in the bush, right? So I had moments like that, but I just thought, you know, if we walk all night, it'll be light again. We'll get there, you know? So why? I'm so grateful for what happened on Sunday. And the couple of us who got a ride back from Andy afterwards, we were going, that was amazing, Andy. Thank you so much. That was an incredible experience. That's one we will remember all our lives. The title of today's call is Effortless Business: How to Have Magic on Your Side. Effortless Business: How to Have Magic on Your Side. Most entrepreneurs underestimate it. Most entrepreneurs are like, okay, got it. Now what's next? When we miss this, we work way too hard. Remember the thing about Jack Canfield, 1 hour of work in the inner world equals 7 hours in the outer world. Are we working too hard? So best couple months ever in this company, made it out safely from a hike that I ended up loving when other people were like having a really rough time. The opening series is all about how to have the wind at your back and let it be easy. How to have the wind at your back and let it be easy. Perfect metaphor for a hiking story, right? Effortless business, how to have magic on your side. So we know that it's about the inner story. If you get that what was happening on that hill, yes, people's legs needed to move, but people's inner stories were hugely determining what happened to them on that mountain. Raise your hand. Did I get that point across? That is what was happening to them, all right? Ironically, too, the woman at the back, they kept checking with her, and she was in pretty good spirits. She was grimacing. Her body was in pain. She was not ready for it, but she was actually doing okay. Her mind remained fairly balanced, you know, even as people were trying to, like, dump on her, too. And then they got balanced again, but, you know, their experience was the inner world story. So, you know, I want to share with you some stories that allows us to have this wind on our side, that allows us to have the magic behind us. And before that, I want to share some common mistakes. I've already shared with you some of them so that we don't underestimate this force. Some preemptive editor proofing here. Some people, when I tell you what it is, you're going to go, oh, it's that. Well, you got that. What's next? I already said that. Some people are going to go, well, yeah, it's not practical because I got to do all these like structures and systems and so on. So I don't have time for that. we have to have time not to do this, right? Sometimes it's like, okay, I already know this. I studied in these 10,000 other ways. So I got that, something, move on. But there's nothing more important than this. When we don't have this, it's going to be really hard. We're going to burn out, right? When we do have this, we could have almost any structure or any system. And, you know, a better structure rather than a lesser structure is always better. But it's going to work when we have this force on behind us, all right? So, and I don't want to open it to questions. I just want to open it instead. Let me think here. Give me 1 second. What do you think I had on my side? Like, why did that go well for me? So all kinds of reasons, but there's one particularly that I want to get to today. Why did that go differently for me than a whole bunch of people there? Let's just name like a number of things. And I know each one of you has done this in different ways and different times, but like, what did you see in that story? Why did that end up being easy for me? Marie, and then Dottie.
Looking for what you appreciated being out on this grand adventure.
Appreciation, yes. Appreciation, for sure. And what we are going to do today at the heart of the opening series allows for that. We're not directly focused on appreciation, but it produces that sense of appreciation, okay? Thank you. Dottie, what else?
I think you use the principle you teach. What you focus on, you get more of.
Yes.
So you chose to focus on the positive, the possibility.
Yes, what you focus on expands. There's some really cool stuff here. And I've trained my mind to notice that for a long, long time. It's what I automatically saw. Did I have moments of the other? Yeah, we were in one of those situations where you could read about it in the newspaper the next day. Bushwhacking for 5 to 6 hours with a group that's not ready for it in the Canadian Rockies in October. Stuff can happen, you know? This is not Disneyland. And so it's not that I wasn't aware of that, but there were tons of amazing things that happened on that mountain. Exactly. Yeah. Let's hear. Was there another hand up? If not, let's hear. Yeah, Yvonne.
You know your editor reading really well, and everybody else's.
Yes, thank you. That's a really nice way to put it, because I could see what was going on in my own mind. And one of my somebody who's becoming just a dear friend, beautiful soul. His name is Michael, and I was even talking to him about it partway. I didn't tell you this, but this allows me to tell you this other piece of the story. It's like, well, I know that one of my fears, like I'm fine so long as I'm not alone in that mountain. I don't want to be alone in this mountain. I have no sense of direction, outward world direction. So I did some preemptive editor proofing. I'm like, Michael, just don't leave me alone on this hill and I'm good. I won't turn from an asset into a liability, right? So I did some preemptive editor proofing. There are a couple people just making sure that, you know, because it's dark and we can't see each other. And then I could relax and then I was happy and then I was fine. So I knew the shape of my own editor. And other people's too. So some people were getting angry with other people and blaming. That's how their editor was. Some was like, me first. Some was like, and so I could see that. And Andy was, oh, I feel guilty. I should know better. I should, you know, so I'm like telling him something that's so off, you know, and he's an entrepreneur himself. So it's just so kind of wacky that I knew he would laugh, which he did. They could let him relax. And I was telling, you know, like, hey, I'm having a great time here, Andy. Like, thanks, I'm glad I'm here, you know. So these, yes, all of these. And appreciation, focusing on the positive possibility, knowing your editor. And there is a force that allows us to do all of this and so much more that the opening series is all about. Again, effortless business, how to have magic on your side. So anything else burning to be said before I show you just a couple little clips that are going to explain this so beautifully? And there's nothing you need to retain, nothing you need to focus on. It's just going to be fun little clips that I want you to see. Anything else wanting to be said?
I just want to say I'm glad you're fine, Michelle.
Thank you, Dottie. Me too. And my daughter too. Oh, and that's like looking at other people's editors, because we were in and out of cell phone range too. And one moment when we were in cell phone range, I texted Dana to say, hey, don't wait up for me. I'm going to be a little later than usual. All is well. And as well, we were still in the midst, but I knew all was going to be well. And so she, and my daughter's mind is well trained too. She can go flying off for sure about things, but she knows that I'll be fine. So she said, oh, I was talking to Dad and I was wondering if there was either somebody who was really slow or if somebody got injured or you got lost. But you know, so there was nothing in her that was, she's just chatting with her dad about it, you know? So thank you. There were a couple other hands up. Go ahead.
Michelle, I just wanted to say too, that you were walking the rocks. You were doing, you were dealing with second by second what the best thing that you could do. You were
thank you.
Climbing the rocks.
Exactly. Thank you. And we literally were, you know, hands, right? And so thank you for that. I was really happy because everything that we learned all year long here, I was using all of it. And a really big piece from today's call, we'll get to in just a second. I saw Wendy and Andrea. So one of you go first. I don't know whose hand up was up first.
I beat her to the punch. And she's just looking fabulous that's here. So she can just sit there and look wonderful for a little bit. First, I was going to say, clearly, we have different definitions of hiking. and I'm like, bushwhacking is not any part of the hiking that I do ever. So I'm like, what do you mean bushwhacking? Like, that's anyway. I love that you exercised your decision for choice and how you get to show up. I remember being younger and you know, when somebody was like, you get to choose your attitude. And I was always reactive. So I just flip them.
I love that.
The bird. And I was like, well, what do you know? But now I understand that. And I love that that's what you did in that. Like, everybody chose where they were in one way or another. But I love that you made that choice to show up in that way.
Yeah, I get to choose how I show up. And again, the opening series is going to allow for all of that to be so much easier. And again, it's something super, super simple, but we so overlook it. So thank you for that. Everyone was choosing either consciously or unconsciously how they were showing up there. And I think the person who just said, I'm freaking out of here, was running, you know, from the love and kindness series. They were coming from love or fear. She was terrified and therefore showing up as, you know, selfishness, right? Of like, just me, only me. And then, you know, later on she was crying and felt horrible. And like, it just, she had a horrendous experience. And it's like, but so some of it was being chosen, but not consciously. And everything we do all year long allows us to choose. Stories are everywhere. They're empowering, disempowering stories. We get to choose, right? Wendy.
So I think that at Story Freedom, we talked about big self and staying in this idea of big self. And in my world, I like to use the word God, but knowing that there is something so much bigger than us at work in our lives, and trusting that in the midst of appearances that don't feel well, all of that is being orchestrated for good.
Thank you. Remember Wendy's words. Well, you don't have to remember it. Nothing you need to retain here. We're going to come right back in and around to this. Thank you. Beautiful. Yes, yes, and yes. All right. Let's take a look without further ado, these two little clips. I think you're going to enjoy them. It's about 3 minutes long in all. So, and again, nothing you need to retain here. Nothing you need to remember. Just have fun. All right. So let me share my screen, share my computer sound. And if you've seen this before, I've seen this before lots of times. What does it mean to you today, here and now? Enjoy. Y'all are seeing this, right?
Well, how do you feel?
Excellent. Really excellent.
Remember, Slughorn usually eats early, takes a walk, and then returns to his office.
Right. I'm going down to Hagrid's.
What? No, Harry, you've got to go and speak to Slughorn. We have a plan.
I know, but I've got a really good feeling about Hagrid's. I feel it's the place to be tonight. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Well, trust me, I know what I'm doing. Or Felix does. Hi.
That's clip one. And Felix, that's the name of the potion that he just took. Felix. It's like a lucky potion, right? Let me show you clip number two. Gotta go find it. Give me 1 second. Okay, here we go. You're seeing the next clip, correct? Here we go. Another couple minutes.
Good luck, Aaron.
Nice man! Run, you loser!
I'm counting on you, Ron. I've two guys on Gryffindor, yeah?
What's he wearing?
Good luck today, Ron. I know you'll be brilliant.
I'm resigning. After today's match, McLagan can have my spot.
Have it your way. Please.
Hello, everyone. You look dreadful, Ron. Is that why you put something in his cup? Is it a tonic? Liquid luck. Don't drink it, Ron! You could make a spell for that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, Harry. We've got a game to win.
Couple little clips from Harry Potter, both of them about Felix's liquid luck. Just whatever you observed, what do you notice? What did you enjoy in this? Nothing special you need to remember, no special thing, just what did you enjoy here? Observations, what'd you notice, what stays with you? Andrea?
From the first clip, just the trust your gut. Like when it feels right and just go with it. No matter what Everybody else is saying.
Yes, exactly. And you don't have to have seen the whole show or know the whole, like you said, okay, it's really important because we've laid everything in and it's perfect. You've got to go see Slughorn. The reason doesn't matter. Y'all got that, right? He's like, you got to go do this. Yeah, I think I'm going to go here instead. What? No, that's not the plan. It's not right. It's like, yeah, if you follow along, he's like, what do you know? It works out, you know? Thank you. What else?
I think there's like some really big shifts in energy. Like Ron came in and he was like really anxious and nervous and like, well, I just went off the team. I don't want to do this. And then all of a sudden there was this like something that happened inside of him that made him believe that he could. And he turned into a whole different person.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Whole different person. Completely different life, completely different outcome, completely different moments. Yes. Beautiful. Anything else that you notice that you want to share? I love these little clips. Yeah, Yvonne.
What just kept running through my mind was it's all about perception.
Mm-hmm. It's all about perception and which that could be any for any piece of what we just saw. Which piece rings for you around that all around perception? Like where do you, the first thing that comes to mind from that, where do you see that?
Definitely in the second clip where, you know, he's encouraged to take the drink and then, I'm not familiar with all the names of everybody because I'm not a big Harry Potter person. Sorry.
It's all perfect.
Yeah. But when, you know, the gal is like, no, don't take it. And, you know, he's taking it and he feels better. And, you know, she's kind of skeptical about it. And so it's all about, you know, who's seeing it from which angle.
Yeah, thank you. So love this. I love this. Beautiful. So, and this Felix Felicis in this, you know, in Harry Potter, in the movie and in the books, you know, it's a lucky potion. But the really cool thing, one of the things I love is that in that second clip, for instance, it's not really liquid luck. Harry doesn't actually give him liquid luck. It's just like a thing that he gives him. But Ron is sure that it is. And so now he's sure that he has, you know, luck on his side. Like we heard, it was Wendy who said, right? Like he turns into a completely different person. Now remember, you were talking about, well, Michelle, you know, as you were hiking, like I was saying, well, what is it that allowed me to have a completely different experience than anybody else? And you mentioned some beautiful things, appreciation, and focusing on the positive, and knowing your own editor, and so on, right? And staying in big self, all of that. At the heart of the opening series, what is it to have magic on your side? And I said, remember what Wendy said, oh, don't worry, we'll come back to it. When we know and actually tap into, it's like what Ron does. For him, he thinks it comes in a little potion, right? But there wasn't even anything in it. That there's something bigger than us that's at play here. That I'm not all alone. That there's guidance, that there's wisdom, that we're more connected than we think. Then all of those things, remember I said, out of that falls appreciation, focus on the possibility, knowing my own editor, because it's like, oh, that's just my small self, and then being able to stay in big self, because I know there's something larger. And if you think about just contrasting, not telling you who that person was, but it was the same person who's going like, I'm just out of here, because I'm going like, I'm so angry and so upset and so frightened, and I'm just, you know, going to leave everybody else behind, because otherwise I might not get out of here, and this isn't what I was in for, and it wasn't supposed to happen, was so angry, and then was crying, and was so upset, and a very different experience than me. It's a practiced story, it's a practiced way of being, and I'm always looking, not looking like, you better show me evidence or else, but I'm always paying attention when there's evidence of it, that there is just something bigger at play. And you can call whatever you want. For some people, it's intuition. Andrea mentioned the word intuition, right? Some people, it's my highest self. Some people, it's God. Some people, it's Buddha. Some people, it's the universe. Some people, it's the connective binding force of all of us. In Star Wars, it's the Force, right? Harry Potter might come in the form of a potion that gives you liquid luck, right? That gives you luck, coincidence. Some people, you know, you've heard that expression, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous, right? It doesn't matter to me in your life what you call that. It can be your, you could be a Buddhist or an atheist or a Christian or it doesn't matter. It doesn't require any particular belief system. We can believe that there's something deeper inside me, that it could be our unconscious. I don't know. But when you look at what Ron's experience was before and after in that second clip, right? Before, the world was devastating and he was headed into unconscious tragedy, right? I know this is going down. I don't even want to walk into the next moment. And what do you think was going to happen if that had continued? That's exactly what would happen, right? He has something, Yvonne said, perception, that changed his perception, that reminded him that he was not all alone, that he didn't have to do that, some force greater than him was working. And then it completely changed the outcomes. It completely changed everything. He didn't gain skill. He didn't gain greater practices. He didn't gain greater wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Well, there was greater wisdom in him, but nothing physically changed. If you understand what I'm saying here, raise your hand. The external world did not change at all. All that happened is he tapped into something larger. And if you think about my experience versus the person that I told you about, she's like, I'm out of here. She thought she was alone. She felt so alone. And then that was her experience. She didn't even feel the net and connectedness of a bunch of human beings who are going to work together toward a common cause, which could be that force. She didn't feel the force of nature around us that's also, that might feel harsh, but also is there to serve and support us. It was a gorgeous evening and a beautiful night. And then as the moon was coming out, it was incredible. and greater forces, even in just in the physical world around us. One woman, when we had brief cell service, when I was texting Dana, she called her husband, who drove for an hour and a half or 2 hours out to where we were outside Calgary, and just drove up and down the road. And she's like, what good's that gonna do? It's like, well, we'll be able to see my lights, right? And then he was about a half an hour hike away, but because we couldn't see anything. And he's honking his horn so that we could tell what direction to walk in. And everybody cheered. And I'd never been so happy about a honking horn. And everybody was just like they'd all been given Felix Felicis, you know? It's just like, and then I had to say, guys, it's like the last ski run of the day because everybody wanted to run. I'm like, oh, you know, somebody breaks their ankle here, you know? Like, hey, I'm so happy to walk mindfully because everybody was tired, you know? So like, there was so overjoyed just hearing a honking horn. I already knew that that was going to happen in some way, shape, or form, that we're here, that we're connected, that there's something larger guiding us, that if we need to walk all night, morning will come and we'll stay warm just by walking, even if we only walk slowly, that there's some experience, some lesser experienced people, there's all kinds of wisdom and connectedness here. Whatever the outcome, we're going to be okay. Yeah, Dottie, go ahead.
Michelle, I feel alone a lot, and how did you feel the connection? What can I look for that in my life?
Right. This is a wonderful question to ask. And it's related to, hey, I do Shavasana every morning, right?
Oh, really?
Yes, for sure. It's one of the things that helps us do this because I might start the day and I have those old stories running. I'm alone. I got to do this alone. Everything is hard, whatever it is, whatever our mind state is. Shavasana is like stepping into a neutral gear. Shavasana is letting go of all that mind junk. So we have a clearer space to start with. It's one of the many, many reasons that I encourage you to do that. That's one thing.
Great.
And then, yes, thank you. Thank you. So Shavasana is huge for that reason as well, right? Another thing is what I focus on expands. It's and what we do every single time after Shavasana, sometimes I say it, I didn't say it today, there might be 100 things you didn't like about that Shavasana, but what's the thing you liked? It's a mind training that we do every single week, right? What did you love here? What did you love here? What did you love here? What did you love in the Shavasana? You know, a belief is just a thought we keep thinking. What did you love here? 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 After every Shavasana, what did you love here? And then I go out and I go out for a meal. And maybe I can't go to a restaurant, but I can order in with my daughter. Oh, what did I love here? I'm out in the woods and, you know, it's supposed to be 6 hours, but it's 13 hours. Oh, what did I love here? Because it's a practiced state of mind. It's a practiced habit of thought. And I didn't try then to do that. It's been a practice over many years to turn my attention to what I love. It's a more important practice than I can say to go, wow, you know, hey, that wasn't my best Shavasana. I want to tell you the 10 ways it wasn't my best Shavasana, Michelle. Then that's what you're going to see when you're out hiking. Then that's what you're going to see when the launch doesn't go well. Then that's what you're going to see when the person quits who's on your team or whatever it is, right? What you focus on expands. What we focus on expands. Or what did I love here? What did I love here? What did I love here? And then from the perspective of the opening series, Effortless Business, How to Have Magic on Your Side. Just like Harry Potter and his friend Ron Weasley and Felix Felicis, it really is like our actual magic lucky potion. But so much better than that. That's like this tiny movie fun representation of a force that's so much larger that Wendy was pointing us to. I look for evidence of that in my own life. And here's what I want you to consider. Because you've all tapped into this at some point. There's something larger than me working here. I remember one time I was... I didn't even know what I was looking for, but I started following signs to a garage sale. I only go to garage sales with my mom, but it intrigued me and I followed it, just like this Felix Felicis thing, right? And in another part of my life, I was looking for a yoga studio where I could rent some space and teach. It was many years ago. I was just walking, and I followed the signs to the garage sale and I looked up and they're like, studio space for rent. I'm like, really? Super cool. And that afternoon, I had been looking just online, just dreaming about it. And I printed off a picture of a studio in Montreal, so the other end of the country from me. And I'm like, I would love to be in a space like this, in this studio in Montreal. It just makes me happy to print it out. I was acting just like Harry. It's like, it just makes me happy to go this way. I should have been out looking and calling people and it wasn't. And I was looking for a garage sale instead. And I look up and the studio looked, I kid you not, exactly like that studio in Montreal. with the pole, even the pole, the beam in the middle of it was in the same place. The windows were in the same place. I'm like, that's cool. I did not engineer this myself. There's something bigger than me happening here. Happened to me another time. I was looking for, my whole family was looking for my dad's wallet. He'd misplaced it. Everybody was panicking around me, not only like on the hill. Not everybody was panicking, but there were people who were panicking. And I went downstairs and just sat for a while. I was not doing my family duty. Everyone else was panicking. And then I just went, And I walked upstairs, I opened a cupboard, I reached in and said, Dad, here's your wallet. You know? Stuff, magical things happen to us in our lives when we pay attention. Sometimes it's small, sometimes it's big. If you know that something like that has happened to you even once in your life, it's like, really? You're here? I haven't seen you yet. How can you be in Mexico? I haven't seen you since whatever. If you know that something magical has happened to you even once in your life, raise your hand. One magical moment. Thank you. And some of you said, thanks, Yvonne. Double hands up.
I have a story about encountering you when I was ready to join the mastermind. That was magic because I'd already moved away from Calgary and I was traveling back and forth for work. I went to a yoga class at the studio I normally went to, and Michelle was a substitute teacher. So I went up to her after the class and I said, hey, are you still doing anything with yoga and writing? Because I'd done a few things in that department. And she says, yes, as a matter of fact, I've started a year-long program. Want to join? And I just said, yes.
What if it could, thank you, Marie, beautiful. What if it could be so much easier? That next client, that next joint venture partner, that next, you know, knowing that there is a force greater than us working. That was the essence of the difference between my experience and the woman that I told you about, who already thought she was alone, who was going to run off ahead alone. Then we lost the trail again and she couldn't do that. And she was brokenhearted. And then I'm sure feeling guilty too for wanting to leave everybody that she, you know, she wasn't trying to do something bad. She just was truly actually suffering. My heart went out to her. I knew that we were together. I knew that the mountains have held space for people in many years. I knew that we had the guidance of a great leader who would take us through. That's why I'm hiking with these, hiked in these mountains for 30 years. I knew that forces invisible would come like that. I didn't know that woman had a husband who was going to drive 2 hours or an hour and a half to come drive up and down the road. I didn't know that. When stuff happens, I stop and notice it's why we want to count our wins too. It's why we want to share our wins. Oh, we didn't do that today. Go share them on the Facebook page. Sometimes I forget, right? Right, wins. I have structured wins in my life multiple times a week. When I forget with us here, please go post them in the Facebook page and do it anyway. Because a win is something where the universe conspired to make something nice happen for us. If you think that the win happened only all by your own efforts and nothing else in the world helped at all, think of your last win, bring it to mind, and you were the only force that made it happen, raise your hand. If you know that something larger than you, another person, a meal that you had that felt good, that made you put you in a good mood, that the blue sky, something else supported you in that, raise your hand. Thank you. So in this, it's why celebrating is more important than we think. When we celebrate our wins, we know that there's a force larger than us. And again, she didn't have that habit of mind and suffered intensely and had to work so much harder. I had a great day. And then when we translate this over into our businesses, are we working too hard? What if it could be so much easier? Effortless business, how to have magic on your side, knowing that there's something so much bigger than us. It's orchestrating so much, something so much bigger, but then it doesn't matter what's in front of us. We win, we lose. It's a longer hike. It's a shorter hike. I've got a hike coming up on Saturday and some people were going, I'm not going to that one because this was awful, because, you know. And I'm like, I can't wait to go on Saturday. It's going to be a piece of cake now. You know, we're only out 6 or 7 hours, whatever. I know that the wind is at my back because also that's the story that I've practiced. All the work that we do on story on multiple different levels. And from the beginning of the opening series is about, I'm never alone. There's something so much bigger than me. And I can tap into it. And sometimes I'm going to do things that are quirky and weird. Like Harry does. He's like, I really have to see Slughorn right now where everything falls apart. I think I'm going to go over here instead. You know? but I trust that it's all going to work out and I don't have to be worried about this particular outcome because there's something so much bigger behind it. This person joins us, this person doesn't, this team member comes, this team member leaves, this day feels good, COVID happens or it doesn't. I think it doesn't matter. I'm not looking at the surface of things. I know that I'm supported. One of the things that made me cry, I remember as a kid, comes from my Catholic background, but it's in all spiritual traditions. It doesn't matter. Again, you could be agnostic, atheist, Buddhist, Hindu. It doesn't matter. It's in spiritual traditions, and you don't need that for it to land in us. You can think of it as your own intuition, right? But from my Catholic upbringing, I remember that, do you know the Footprints in the Sand story? Some bookmark sometimes, you know, it would move me to tears, and maybe even when I say it well, because it's like, you know, how come, you know, Jesus, when you they were all two footprints in the sand, like, you know, yours and mine. And then in the hard moments, like you were never there. It's going to make me cry, right? Because I really believe in this. This is the way that I see life happening. Because we despair. We're in that moment of despair in the story. That's, our stories have that, the moment of darkness, right? Why did you leave me when I most needed you? Then I feel all alone, like that woman was feeling. He says, oh, you know, and whether that's for you, that's Jesus, Buddha, your sister, your highest intuition, whatever you call that force that's larger than just our conscious selves. In this story, this is a Christian story, it's about Jesus, right? Oh, my child, it's then that I carried you. So we look at the evidence of only two footprints and, you know, just 2 feet instead of four, and we go, the world is abandoned. That's what that woman was doing, right? I'm abandoned by the world, so I'm going to abandon the world, and I'm just off on my own here through a horrible experience. When I know, when I see those, you know, only two footprints in the sand instead of four, right? Two feet in the sand instead of four. How am I, Yvonne said perception, how am I perceiving those footprints? Do I know that there's a force larger than me carrying me? That's going to come in so many different ways, so I don't care what I'm looking at in front of me. Because I just have faith. I know it's going to work out. All the things follow from that. That is the opening series. Yeah, Dottie.
Michelle, well, how would you start someone off who has no faith?
Well, you know, I don't start with the word faith. I personally wouldn't start with the word faith. And first off, it's like, well, how can I embody it and live it? If I'm not living it, I can't transmit it to anybody else. So first off, I'm going to look to myself. Then I actually don't even usually, like, we don't have a series that's just called faith. It's not even the word that I start with. Because faith means, man, I've got to believe in something and I'm not sure it's there. And it almost, sometimes in the way that that word is used in our culture anyway, it almost engenders doubt. Can you hear it? I've got to have faith in this thing that I can't see that may not be happening. I'm just saying how it is out there in the world. So I don't start with that word. I start with the everyday. I start with hey, that was really cool that woman called her husband and he drove up and down the road and we saw his lights and we all cheered when he honked his horn. That's cool that happened. Hey, in this Shavasana, I love that my mind was quiet. That's really cool. And I'm not even saying something other than me caused that. I'm just always noticing and not happy face on empty gas gauge. It's like, wow, that happened over here. That happened over here, that happened over here, and not as evidence to form an argument. It's like, see, because really it's not so, but I'm not creating that internal fight inside myself. Instead, I'm just, and this is going to connect with what we do at the Quantum Leaps half-day virtual retreat too. So all of these pieces synergistically fit together to create a different business and a different life, right? I can't teach them all at once, but you'll see how this fits in when we get to Quantum Leaps, all right? But about where I'm headed, you know, and I have clarity about where I'm headed. So I don't really start with that word faith for me personally. Anyway, I start with remembering moments when something larger than me was at play. Every single one of you, I think, raise your hand, right? Yeah. Let's do it again. If you know that at some point it was not just you, something beautiful happened and it was just not just you, raise your hand. So I'm going to journal about those things. I'm going to talk about those things. I just did it with you. I just told the story and you get that those circuits in my brain just got reinforced going, there was something larger. And I just shared the story about it. And that other woman is sharing a very different story about the same experience. But we didn't have the same experience whatsoever. The same hike, completely different lives, completely different experiences. So I start to notice. And that's why it's great to be in community here too, because there's always going to be something larger. There's community to lean into. If we had nothing else in our lives, somebody here is here. You're not alone. You cannot be here and be and feel alone without deluding yourself. You know what I'm saying? Right? Or just not seeing in the moment. We can have moments of feeling alone. I'm not dissing that. Right? But this is an amazing community. And in the long run, sometimes even there might even be weeks or months where we feel alone here even. But in the end, if we look at what's actually happening here, there's a deep force to serve and support us here, even if it's just one kind word from one person once in this community, right? So it gives us that experiential knowing that there's something bigger than me, that I am not alone. I don't have to do this alone. I don't have to figure it out all alone. And my body actually relaxes and I breathe differently. I make different choices. I have so much more fun and I'm not so anxious about things. If that's making sense to you, if you feel like you could have magic on your side that may be more accessible than you thought, raise your hand. Did I get there? Beautiful. It's 100%. Thank you. All right. I promised a time for questions. And I always think there's going to be, you know, I always think there's going to be more time than there is. You know what I mean, right? But I so want you to get this. Once we've got this, you guys can run with it. But I wanted to open it out to questions, either questions that you wrote down before we even got here or questions about this. Yeah, Wendy, go ahead.
So first of all, I just want to say that this is playing out in my life today. This call, I really needed this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My husband and I have been taking really big leaps and telling ourselves over and over and over again that we believe this and that we know this, but current circumstances don't always appear that it's going the way that we thought it was going to. And I have a husband who's melting all over the place and he's a mess. And I'm like trying to love him where he is. And I know I've been there. Like I've melted all over the place myself, but I'm just done with melting all over the place because it doesn't get me. Well, I mean, it's okay if I do. And I know deep down inside that there is this thing that's orchestrating. So for me right now, though, I feel like I'm really good at figuring out that it's orchestrating in the mess. And like I told my husband, like, I really truly believe that all of this discontent that's coming together for us right now is to rocket fuel us to, it is the rocket fuel that will get us to where we're trying to go. But I have a really hard time receiving the magic.
Mm-hmm. And so this call at this time, we do many different things all through the year. It's up to you and bless you for noticing this, right? You're the one who's noticing it. I'm just underlining what you've already noticed. Of all the calls that we could have done all year, how perfectly aligned this is for you that this call landed today. I live my life noticing moments like these. How perfectly aligned this is for you. Exactly. Exactly. And then not forcing myself to think, okay, well, I have to really believe. Or it's nothing like that. And Andrea, I see you. I'm going to add one more thing here. Some of you have heard this story before. There's a story about a farmer with a horse. He didn't have a horse to start with. A horse comes wandering in. And now he owns a horse, a wild horse. And all the villagers are going, wow, aren't you lucky? A horse just arrived. He goes, maybe, you know, what great luck. He says, maybe so, maybe not. The next day, his son goes for a ride and breaks his leg. They're all going, oh, what a horrible luck. I can see by the evidence of what happened that you are cursed. This is awful. He says, maybe so, maybe not. The next day, the army comes through and they draft all the young men and they're heading off into almost certain death. but not his son, because his son has just broken his leg. They all go, oh, aren't you lucky? You're so blessed. Maybe so, maybe not. Right? Then the horse disappears. Oh, I can't remember. I got the order a little wrong. But then the horse disappears. Oh, no. Horrible luck. Oh, right. That's right. It's horrible luck. That's awful. You're cursed. It's maybe so, maybe not. The next day, the horse comes back, brings a mare. Now he has two horses. And the story goes on. We look to the evidence of what's happening. We go, oh, that's awful. Oh, that's good. It's like we look for the evidence there and interpret it. But when we start from a different place, then we start from that knowing that I'm supported, knowing that there's something larger. And when I look at the evidence, the woman and myself that on that hike, we're looking at the same evidence, but we weren't. The same hike, but seeing it in completely different ways because of the ways that we trained our minds to look at different pieces of the evidence, resulting in a completely different experience. So Wendy, how beautiful. You have this opportunity to go, wow, of all the calls, this is the one. And it doesn't demand perfection. It doesn't matter. Okay, now I know. It's like, no, it's nothing forced. It's a gentle noticing that I'm not alone. That something bigger than me is orchestrating something. I don't need to see the results of it right away. We were on that same mountain. I was telling my daughter, you know, all is well. And I actually meant it. I just didn't give her the detail that, and by the way, right now we're lost on the mountain and it's dark and only half the people have headlights and most people have run out of cell phone juice and half the people have run out of water, you know, because it's not where I was looking. I knew something bigger was happening. Thank you, Wendy. Beautiful. Andrea.
I just wanted to say something to Wendy and maybe to Dottie that really helped me when... And still, but I was really struggling with receiving as well. And recognize I'm a great giver and I used to really suck at receiving. And so I started writing a receiving journal. And so what I did is I looked for things that made it easy to receive. So somebody smiled at me. So I received a smile, or I received a kindness, or I received whatever it was at the time. But by doing that, it helped me to shift. And I understand Dottie's question too about faith, because I really struggled with that. But it helped me to see that I was being given gifts. And it made me feel like I wasn't alone, because there's, again, a lot going on. And I understand sort of where you are with your husband, because I've had the same thing for the past 5 years. So it helped me so much, but it might have been like a rainbow in the sky, which I was pretty sure was put there just for me, or birds flying across my path. And it was like, oh, the universe is giving me something. And it was the smallest little things, but whatever it was that made me smile or made me feel good, I recognized that I was receiving it. And then I would write it down like every morning about what I received and what I wanted to receive. And it was so cool to see how that came in, because it does help you to see that you're not alone. And I just wanted to mention that, because it was such, it changed everything for me. Meditation changed everything for me emotionally, and then this changed kind of everything in terms of financial, like all of it. It was just an amazing thing, and I hope it was okay to share it.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is beautiful, and I love how you emphasize the small things, because sometimes we're looking for, whether we call it God, the universe, intuition, like a day, you know, give me a sign, and it's supposed to be the clouds opening and whatever. It's like, see, it didn't happen. Like, we're reinforcing the opposite. But the way Shavasana has us pay attention to the minuteness of the breath, that same focused attention, we train then on our world. And my brother, I love him to bits. He's a creative soul, a musician, an artist. And we've had many beautiful moments together, but this one is quintessential. Years ago, he was visiting in Calgary, and can't even remember how it started, but we just started skipping down, singing zippity-doo-dah together. You know, we're arm in arm, and we're just like, people would think we're crazy, you know, but we just started singing and then skipping. And then a little later in that walk, he's like, look at that, because it was summertime, and there was snow on the ground, and it's like, ah, but there hadn't been a storm or anything. Like, was this a slush, somebody slushy? Like, and he was just... My brother has this childlike spirit that is still in him. Artists are like that, and creatives. And we are all, as entrepreneurs, artists, and creatives, we have that. You have that. And my brother has this little, you know, artist, creative kid soul that is delighted by this. How did that snow appear? on the ground in front, on the sidewalk in front of us. Look at that. It's so beautiful. The universe sent us that. And it's only here just for us. The next person who walks by, you know, it's going to be melted already. Look at this gift we've been given. I've never forgotten that moment. And it's the accumulation of little tiny moments like that that remind me that I'm not remotely in this alone. And that turn out to be a different moment, a different life. And like Ron in his Quidditch match, that's a Quidditch match flying on those brooms, right? A completely different outcome, a completely different life. I'm not dissing systems and structures, but we can do that until the cows come home and then have it still go wrong, you know what I'm saying? Or we can start with our version of Felix Felicis, our version of remembering we're not alone. There's something bigger happening here. And then whatever, like, I don't know if he was flying in this formation or that formation, if he'd follow the plan or not, but we knew it didn't matter if he'd follow plan A or plan B. This coach was saying, we all could see that wasn't the thing that was happening. And he was going to win. And that makes it sound too tactical and about outcomes. I'm not even saying that. The words fail me here. It's more like our lives, moment by moment by moment, are of an entirely different quality. That's what we want anyway. And out of that, there's a spin-off effect of a growing company and all this kind of stuff, right? Those are just effects, right? We actually live a different quality life. And then stuff just happens in a different way. The small things. Thank you, Andrea. Yes. All right. I said questions. There was one question. Any other burning questions? You can post them for next week too. We're not really in the energetic of question, but I want to make sure we address that. Then we're going to wrap up the call in just a minute. Yeah, Dottie.
Just a real quick question. Michelle, you said earlier about listening to your editor or follow your gut. And so if you could talk a little bit about the distinction between how do you know that your gut's sending you in the right direction? I'm thinking often your gut is like, be safe. Don't sign up for that Michelle's course. It's cost too much money. Be safe. Hoard your money. How do you listen to your gut and know the difference?
You know what? This is the perfect question to segue into what we're doing next time. It means we're totally in the right place, right? So I don't want to leave you hanging. It's the first step in the Inspired Action Blueprint, and we're going to be talking about what creates inspired action next time. Like, so then how do we actually enact this on the court? That's where we're going. And the first step, if you've been around campus for, you know, some of you have been around for a few years, right? The very first step in the Inspired Action Blueprint, somebody who remembers, and we're going to dive into the details of it. How do we actually take an action how do we follow our gut and take an action that works, Marie?
Gather your energy.
Gather the energy is step one of 12, all right? You gather the energy first. So like, let's say I'm in a fighting mood and I really want to kill somebody and then I'm going to follow my gut. I'll probably end up killing somebody, you know, right? Gather the energy first. What's the best energy they can find? You could see Ron doing it. For him, it was Felix Felicis. He felt in a better place. So what is it that will gather our energy? And then we follow that intuition, because it depends on, you can think of it as vibration. You can think of it as, and thanks for being here. If you got to go, I know it's right on the hour right now. So you'll be able to hear the rest of the recording next, you know, you can catch that in Story Freedoms if you got to go. Let me just finish this thought up. So if you gather the energy first, and we'll talk about all of that next time. So it's a great, great place to be at the end of this call, Dottie. We gather the energy first. Then what our gut is telling us is something other than coming from, you know, rage or hatred or whatever it is. And we can listen with greater clarity about who we really are, not coming from that small self, scared self, right? Because the woman who was so frightened on that could say, I'm listening to my guts and I'm out of here. But she was listening to the fearful part of herself. She was listening to the small part of herself, and it caused her suffering. So all that we do on the next call is going to help with that, how we actually enact this in the world. So perfect, perfect place to end. Let's round up this call. So glad you guys, I know you guys heard it, effortless business, how to have magic on your side. And we're going to delve into different aspects of how to open, how to receive, how to let it be easy all through the series. We'll end with one aha today, one inspired action. If you got to go, you know, if there's only me left at the end, I'll give you an aha and inspired action from me, right? Thanks so much, everybody. Remember to keep posting your questions in the Facebook page. Keep posting your ahas as well. And Dottie, you're up in my upper left-hand corner. So you're going to start just one aha, one inspired action in like 10 seconds. We can finish up this call for today.
I'm going to follow Andrea. Thank you. Your lead on the great gratitude, the journal in the morning of all the ways that I've been given to.
I love it. Beautiful action to come out of this call.
Thank you.
Not better. Thank you. And so Dottie, and is that your aha as well for today?
Yes.
Both aha and inspired action. Love it. Thank you. And it's another indication too, like, hey, yeah, I'm not alone. Andrea's here and gave me this gift. How wonderful that came via Andrea, you know, from the universe via Andrea to give me a gift. Like, it's another example to remind us that that is so. Thank you. Yvonne, you're next.
Let it be easy.
Yes, exactly.
And I would like to add a couple of minutes of writing to my morning routine starting tomorrow.
That is a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. Yes, love it, because it can be this and so many other things that allow us to be present to our lives and to see the gifts that we're given and let it be easy, like Ron on that Quidditch field, right? Thank you, Yvonne, beautiful. Andrea.
I think for me, it was a reminder of being in the space, like even with the meditations in the morning, but that I don't need to do it just then, that it can happen at any point. And my inspired action is to actually do that more, to feel that there's a feeling that comes with it. I can't even describe it. So, but to consciously do that more so.
Yes, exactly. It's an accumulation of those small moments. And I've noticed it. I noticed it. That's what I'm going to notice in the next moment. Exactly. Yes, you got it. Carly, you're up.
Well, I just love that whole term, effortless magic. And being really open and noticing when that's happening, a big aha for me is I don't notice as much when I'm feeling less energy and I'm tired and I'm not taking care of myself. It seems harder, right? It seems obvious,
exactly.
But so my inspired action is to really just work in more space for rest.
Yes, thank you. And this is why it's some of the components that we do about half a year from now, because without extreme self-care, we're not open to that, because we're all in that busy, busy, busy world, and then we're caught in that hamster wheel, and right? So all of these teachings work together so that we have more of those moments, so we're not working so hard, so we live in the magic. So it's like, so other people around us go like, how come it's so easy for you? Well, it happens by accident, but also doesn't happen by accident. It's like we're all drinking the potion, you know, but the good kind, right? Felix Felicis, and then good things tend to come our way in ways that will feel like magic to others, but it's actually because of conscious choices that we're making all the way along, and these little tiny decisions that we make that allow us to know that we're not alone, to allow us to let, it doesn't matter what we see in front of us, and to allows us to breathe, allows us to live so much better life, which has a spin-off effect of a fabulous company as well. Thank you so much, you guys. I heard you getting it so deeply. This has been my favorite opening call of the opening series ever, ever, ever. And that's due to you guys. You freaking rock. Have a fantastic week, everybody. We'll see you next time, next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye for now.